the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the Magician. Have you written to Chandu for his first magic trick offer? The mysterious trick Chandu calls the Assyrian Money Changer? You'd better act quickly, because Chandu has only a limited quantity of these tricks left to send his many listeners. The Assyrian Money Changer changes pennies into dimes before your very eyes. Now, you can have this trick if you hurry. Yes, if you hurry and send 25 cents and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Remember, this is your very last chance to get this thrilling Assyrian Money Changer. Chandu's first magic trick offer ends today. So send 25 cents in coin and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Chandu will send you his Assyrian Money Changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. But act quickly, please. In the great cave, high on the forbidding Balkan mountain of the Scimitar, Frank Chandler has discovered that Estepan, chief of a band of terrorists, is in reality the scheming foreign minister, Jan Metsos. And Lupu, Chandler's agent, recognizes Estepan as the man he has trailed over Europe for years, the killer of Lupu's brother. Back in Lubova, Chandler calls on Metsos, pretending to have received a report from Washington that Metsos is slated to be replaced. Metsos flies into a rage, which Chandler encourages in the hope of learning the name of Metsos' unknown chief. But at the last moment, when the forbidden name is about to be spoken, Metsos discovers a vitally important file of papers is missing. Suspecting Dimitri, whom he has ordered out of the country, Metsos assigns Chandler to locate him. Meanwhile, the present scene opens in Bob's room in the castle, where the regents and Chandler are staying. Chandu, the magician.
Come on, Bob. Don't just sit there. Let's go down into Lubova and get the mail.
Uncle Frank said he'd bring it up when he came.
Well, let's do something. Oh, it's a beautiful day.
There's nothing to do.
Oh, listen. Do you know Mother's worried to death about you?
I can't help it, Bets.
You can pull yourself together, can't you?
Little you know.
Look, I won't tell her if you don't want me to. Did Blanca say anything to you that you haven't told Mother and Uncle Frank?
I've told them everything I can.
Why is it such a secret?
I can't even tell you that.
Oh.
Listen, Bets, and don't tell Mom or Uncle Frank.
What is it?
And don't argue with me. I've got to see Dimitri.
Bob Regis!
Don't argue, I said. I know what I'm doing.
You can't very well go down to Nicky's to see him when Nicky's father's just died.
I know it. Shut the door, Bets.
What are you going to do?
You'll think it's crazy, but I'm going down to look for that black magic room in the cellars.
Bob, why? Uncle Frank said we weren't...
I know what he said. Oh, I don't know. I just think maybe if anybody goes in there, Dimitri knows it.
Do you honestly? Do you think he'd come there to see who it is?
Well, it's the only thing I can think of. Bets, I've got to talk to him.
Well. Oh, Bob, why don't you tell Uncle Frank whatever it is? He and Mother have told us 50 times to keep away from Dimitri.
I tell you, I can't.
Oh, all right. I'm going with you.
You stay here.
I will not. You mean you're going down there now?
I might as well get it over. I can go down from the portrait gallery without Mom knowing anything about it.
You'd better hurry then before Uncle Frank gets back.
Now, look, this is between Dimitri and me. I don't want you tagging along.
I'm going or I'll tell Uncle Frank.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I mean it, Bob.
Oh, all right. Go on. It might be a good thing if you do go with me at that. If Dimitri does come, and if he doesn't know you're with me, maybe
he... That's a lot of ifs. What about it?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold the light till I get the door open. Let's see. You press on the wall right here.
Oh, these dark old stairs.
Come on, I want to get this over. Give me the flash.
What do you suppose that drum thing is, Bob?
I don't care. I just hope I can find that room.
This is the bottom. Now what?
Well, we're in the room where Uncle Frank found Nicky that night. And he said...
Over there, Bob, see?
Huh?
There's a light under the door. A green light.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be a dreadful place.
You stay outside, Betts. This is it.
Oh.
Robert.
I had a letter in answer to mine about his phone call.
Well, then he's all right.
Except that he's worried. The laboratory was searched that day while he was out.
Oh, he still isn't safe.
He'd like to move his workshop to another place. But it's not easy to find the right spot, and he has a lot of bulky apparatus for you.
Oh, I hope whatever he's working on is worth all this.
I wish I could tell you about it. You'd know it is. Where are Bob and Betty?
Upstairs. Bob's still brooding about Blanca's death.
After all I said to him?
He still insists it was his fault. Betty keeps trying to talk him out of it.
He didn't tell us the whole story. I was sure of that at the time. Dimitri's mixed up in it somehow.
Oh, that curse he invoked on all of us. He's begun with Bob.
Yes, after he failed with you. Doubt that could account for a whole lot of things. The way Bob flares up at you and says he's old enough to live his own life. Oh, good Lord.
Frank, that was what Blanca meant. Bob was sitting right there with Betty when Blanca warned her against that very thing.
What did she say?
Something about turning away from those who love you to walk strange, lonely paths.
And Bob knew what she meant.
I'll go and call them. Bob will have to tell you now.
He doesn't need to, Dot. I know. Now Dimitri will have to come back here.
You don't know where he is?
I can find out. I wanted to handle it differently. I thought I could keep Dimitri and Metzos apart.
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, don't you see, Dot? Metzos thinks I'm just a dissatisfied government employee, only too willing to fall in with his schemes.
Well, but...
Dimitri knows who I really am. He knows I'm Chandu. If they once begin to put two and two together, my work's finished.
Just as the yogi said.
But this thing with Bob, I can't let it go on. First thing you know, he'll walk out into heaven knows what.
But the yogi ought to understand that. Can't you tell him?
I'm not going to try to talk to him now. I've got to find Dimitri. And perhaps this is the way it was meant to be. If he has those papers Metzos wants, that's the way I'll do it. You'll be off guard.
What do you mean?
You'll see him. Wait a minute. Try not to think of Bob at all. By the power of the 3x3, I will look upon the face of Dimitri at this moment.
He's probably gone to Paris.
He was in Cairo the last time, you know. Oh, look at this, Dot.
Well, I don't see anything. The crystal's so dark.
Yes, the room was dark. It's a woodcutter's hut right here in this country. There he is, asleep. I couldn't have hoped for a better moment.
That smug white face. Oh. Frank, he might almost be dead.
Dimitri...
Could this possibly be what the yogi meant when he told her not to be deceived by the appearance of death?
I hope not. Dimitri!
Yes? Who is there?
There is no one outside the door, Dimitri. You have awakened because you know you have made a dangerous mistake.
Don't you suppose he knows you're talking to him?
He mustn't. Your mind tells you it was a mistake to steal those papers.
Documents.
A dangerous mistake, Dimitri. Think.
Was I wrong to take them?
Unbelievable, Frank.
Not at all, Dot. He's in just the right state of mind to accept this. You will remove the papers from the hiding place, Dimitri. Now.
Metsos could send a man to take them. But this is weakness. How could he know where I am?
The hiding place. Take the papers out.
He moves as if he were walking in his sleep.
At least I will make certain they are here. So.
You will return them to Metsos.
It might be amusing to return them to Metsos. To prove to the great plundering idiot that I do not fear him.
Think, Dimitri. What is Metsos doing since you went away?
It would have been better to remain in Lobova. To provoke an open break between Metsos and him.
Much better, Dimitri. Go back. Take the papers and go. Now.
He's actually going to do it. Oh, when I think of Bob at the mercy of that man.
Dot, don't think of Bob now.
Also, I have still something to finish there. My friend young Regent and his sister.
Think of something else, Dot. Anything.
He surely couldn't get a thought of mine.
Conditions are exactly right. The papers, Dimitri. Don't leave them lying there.
It was a mistake to come away, but there is still time.
Just get a look at those papers now. I wouldn't need worry about Demetrios.
You can't have everything, Frank.
I can try. Dimitri, be sure you have them all.
I will even add this one to the rest, as if by mistake. When Mezzo sees this, signed with a great R.
R? The initial R?
You've broken it off. Just when you might have learned the man's name.
The letter R. Can it be possible it's Roxor? Could he possibly be alive?
If you want to learn Chandu's age-old secret, the secret of changing base metals into silver and gold, you'd better hurry. Send right now for Chandu's mystifying Assyrian money changer and see how you can change pennies into dimes. This is the last call to get this magic trick. But if you hurry, Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents and a White King soap box top. Listen. You place a penny on a table. Then cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Now utter the magic word, so-coot. Then remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. Hurry! Today is your last chance to take advantage of Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu will send you as many of his Assyrian money-changers as you want for magic collections, pocket tricks, and party fun. But for each trick you order, send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.